This week we talked about Taylor Swift and releasing All Too Well and what happened at Saturday Night Live, that she did that like 10, 11 minute song with the video, blah, blah, blah. And everybody, all of her fans were so supportive of her. They were going after Jake Gyllenhaal like crazy. Well, now, of course, there's backlash a couple of days later.
Mm-hmm.
And the backlash is over the fact that Taylor made such a big deal over a relationship that only lasted 3 months. Which I didn't realize. I knew it was a short relationship. I didn't realize it was that short. So now the tweets are, I love how shamelessly insane Taylor is to write and direct a whole short film about a three-month relationship that took place over a decade ago. That's one of them. Somebody else said, wait, all this over a three-month relationship?
Yeah, but when you're 19, three-month relationship is like, you know, forever.
Somebody tweeted, if anyone other than Taylor Swift made a 10-minute blow-by-blow of a three-month relationship that happened 10 years ago, we'd call it what it is. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought about this. I've had long-term relationships, long ones, and they broke up, and I was fine. The most devastated I ever was in my past over a relationship, like devastated, like inconsolable, was a relationship that I had for 3 months also. And I think the reason is because 3 months is so, it's like a brand new relationship still. The possibilities are there. You're just getting to know the person. Everything you do is like amazing and romantic and does he, doesn't he? And it's all very exciting. A relationship that lasts a year or more has played itself out. You know if he does or doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know how you feel. They've met your parents. You've met their parents. You know everything there is to know. And then if you make a decision, it doesn't work. All right, it was a year. We gave it a try. 3 months. It kind of feels like, hang on a minute. I was watching that. Do you know what I mean? Like somebody pulled the rug out from under you while you were in the middle of something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I had this relationship with this guy, and it was like, it was really like whirlwind. As soon as we met, it was instant chemistry. We spent a lot of time together. He wanted me to meet his mom like really soon. She bought me like an amazing birthday gift. He took me to a great restaurant for my birthday. They made the biggest deal of my birthday. And that was about like at the 3 month mark. 2 weeks later, it was just over.
Mm-hmm.
He dumped me out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it coming. Same thing happened to Taylor. She thought everything was going great. She thought everything was fine. We were brand new relationship 3 months in. And then, you know, they dump you. And, you know, you can't help but take it personally. Like you did something wrong or you're not what they were looking for. Or maybe they lied to you. Like you just told me you loved me and now it's over. I don't get it. So I think it makes more sense to be really upset over a three-month relationship then over. I mean, all these years later, I can still go back to that moment when I was broken up with and how devastated I was. I mean, you know me. I don't believe in the occult. I don't believe in psychics. I don't believe in any of that stuff. A friend of mine sent me to a psychic as a gift during that time. She's like, you got to get over this guy. This is a little much. So I went to the psychic and I said, listen, you know, it's more than just I miss him. It's more than just the relationship didn't get a chance. I literally bump into him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him. I was at Macy's with my mother. He was there shopping. I went to a restaurant in a neighborhood that I don't live in. He was there. I went to a club with some friends in another neighborhood that I've never been to. He was there. And the psychic said, she put her cards down. She kept putting like tarot cards. And she was like, well, let's see if maybe this was a missed opportunity or if this is not a good relationship. Starts putting cards down. Oh, no. This guy is not for you. You cannot be with this guy.
Mm.
I said, well, I keep running into him. She said, that's because you keep thinking about him. You're putting it out there in the universe and you're drawing him to you and you're drawing yourself to him. This is not a good guy. This is not a good relationship. Stop thinking about him. I know it's hard. You got to have to stop thinking about him and you will stop running into him. And I did. And that was it.
And you got that from the cards that you bought offline. Wow. You're amazing.
It was good advice. It was really good advice. Regardless of the, look, I don't know if I believe in tarot cards, but the woman gave good advice. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she flipped the cards and made it look like, oh no, oh, this is not good. You know, it kind of, it was inspiring for me to stop thinking about him. It was really helpful. And someone else paid for it. So it's not like I was wasting my money.
Well, he, 3 months into it, went, oh, she's really fun to hang out with. And then 90 days into it, you're like, but this could be the rest of my life. No way.
If I know. I could usually, ghost her, usually I get I them would. Past the 3 month mark. I know. That was a, he was smart. Yeah.
He had three of those weeks of you being you. So he said, this could be the rest of my life, and I'm running.